88.
Hello and welcome back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so that's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. It's a wonderful, beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're really, really happy to have all of you with us here today. It is, of course, a banner news day, as usual. And guess what? Get used to it. If you want to break out the popcorn and soda pop, just watch out what's going to be happening. It's popcorn and soda pop time. I'm telling you, there's nothing like a huge, huge, I guess you would say, national crisis, like the level of national crisis that we're seeing here in the United States of America right now. Nothing in our nation's history has ever come about like this. I mean, nothing. I mean, you got the coronavirus thing. And now, of course, we're sussing through the facts. And who's sussing through the facts for everybody? But, you know, the non-mainstream media sussing through the facts so everybody gets an idea of what's really, truly going on. It's all about, you know, alternative media. Yeah. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? Because, you know, the mainstream media is completely in bed with the wrong folks, right? Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Like I said, you know, it's really kind of interesting. The dams that have been breaking around Michigan, shocking, shocking. A third dam now has gone. And we'll give you some reports about what's going on at the Oroville Dam because, you know, potentially that one will go also. It could go. You know, our intelligence says that, wouldn't that be an interesting set of circumstances? All of a sudden, the Oroville Dam went boom. And flooded the entire area around the Oroville Dam and all those different counties. Oh, by the way, two of the counties that first broke away from and threw off the shackles, if you will, Yuba and Sutter County, California, sit right in the shadow of the dam. And if the dam was to go, oh yes, they'd be wiped out. Shocking how that would play, huh? So, you know, as a governor might want to try and retaliate. Because, you know, the ivory walls around these folks are now collapsing, as you probably have figured out. You know, they've got to have some sort of additional crisis to heap on the other crisis to distract you from their problems and their crises, which are affecting everybody, right? You got to have a distraction, right? You got to have it, and then create the crisis, then manage the crisis, and then exploit it for the dollars, the value of it. Right, so the federal government, it's the federal government when they have all these emergencies, you know, and hurricanes and everything, all these federal funds come flowing into communities. Oh, that's just a way to keep your state afloat. As California has found out, of course, disaster capitalism 101 being foisted upon everybody over the years and using the machinery of government to create a cash flow stream. So every dollar that California was always giving to the federal government, they were always getting in return. If you include, of course, the largest welfare state in the nation, if you include that in the disaster capitalism, it was always $1.30 that was coming back in return. See, it was profitable to have these disasters. It was profitable to set these fires. It was profitable to create disasters and kill hundreds and thousands of people. Yeah, that's what we've been living in California. And you have too. Look at what's going on in Michigan right now. Do you think it was a by an accident that these dams went? I don't think so. I'm highly suspicious, right? We round up the usual suspects here, and guess what? We're very suspicious of this. The One World Order folks want to tear down dams. We know that. We know that. Ask the Clintonistas out there about that, how they started this whole program with his Secretary of the Interior to tear down dams. Bruce Babbitt, remember that? And guess who hired Bruce Babbitt just months before the Oroville Dam catastrophe in 2017? Jerry Brown hired him as a consultant to tear down Englebright Dam and so many other dams up here in the Sierras. They're going to tear them down. You know, those are the ones that also generate perfectly clean energy, sustainable energy. They're hydroelectric dams, right? Just we're going to tear those down because we want to, well, you know, rewild California. Mm-hmm. We want to get people off the rural lands. See, it's always been about rural in California and in the nation. You see, because it's easy for the One World Order globalist people to seize your property if you break out the brown shirts known as the Bureau of Land Management. Yeah, I mean, we could go on and on and on. And, of course, the history here, the stories here, all the facts that back up what I'm saying are over the top. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding out, the world is finding out about what is going on with these people now. Yeah, and that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. So this historic event about the flooding that's now hitting at record levels amid the coronavirus pandemic. Isn't that convenient? All of a sudden, you got the coronavirus pandemic and you got the flood going on, and all of a sudden, we've got a distraction away from the buffoonery of the governor of Michigan. Got to have that. Got to have stories coming. You've got to have your stories straight. They don't seem to have their stories straight on this one. But they're getting close. They're getting close. And then there's this. We now have somebody lashing out against the totalitarians in California, a whole city, which I find amazing and I find prudent, absolutely prudent. City of Atwater, Merced County, of course, Merced is one of the counties of New California. Atwater is stepping up and saying no.
Sanctuary for business owners. Can you imagine this? One California city defying Governor Gavin Newsom's statewide stay-at-home orders, declaring sanctuary status and getting people back to work in that community.
That's right. Joining us now with more is Atwater Mayor Paul Creighton. Hey, Paul, Mayor, Mr. Mayor, nice to see you.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Y'all want to be a sanctuary city of a different sort, a sanctuary for businesses to reopen, right? Why is that?
Well, the reason we've declared it a sanctuary city for businesses is because in California, there's a sanctuary city for everything. The drug abuse, the rampant homelessness, the list goes on and on. And we're trying to reopen. We've done everything we needed to do. We smashed the curve. We were 10 days ahead of the governor, 10 days ahead of the county, and declared an emergency in our community. And we've done everything that we possibly could. We've appointed a health director on our with our city, myself, Dr. Vanek, city manager, police chief, and fire chief. And we've been really proactive and aggressive on COVID-19. And we feel that we've done everything we need to do. The hospital, the numbers are extremely low. Nurses are being sent home because there's no work. So we're fearful that our local hospital is going to close up because of lack of revenue. And that's not what we signed up to do. And we did the first 2 weeks. We were happy to do it. We've done a great job. Our community, it's not us, the council, but our community stepped up. And they're keeping the numbers low. Atwater's.
Yep, they're keeping the numbers low because they did the right thing to do is they turned everything over to the county people, over to the city people, and guess what? They handled it. Merced County has handled it. The sheriff supports them. The city police support them. The governor? No.
The new and improved simple.
Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Stories going on with the president and everything, but we got to take care of some of this local level business first. And I'm going to come back and circle back around probably in the second hour a little bit more about the opening up of various cities and counties. Now we have the sanctuary sanctuary city situation going on in Atwood, California, a small little town. Nice place down in Merced County, which Merced County is one of our, proud to say, they're one of our premier counties for New California, and they work really, really hard down there. But anyway, interesting little article here. I'm going to read it to you. This is from Merced City. It says the California Globe, and Evan Simone is the writer here. California Globe does some really good work. That's where Katie Grimes is located, and Katie's regular on the show. Well, I haven't had her on in a long time, actually. But we're gonna get her back on again because too many things are happening here. Anyway, it says this is the article that it's written, and I want to kind of break into this so you understand that this is the tenor, and that there's some key lines in this article. Now, we're also going to be covering the Silver Dollar Saloon. 1858, I think, is the date. I think it started out in 1858, the world-famous Silver Dollar Saloons, Marysville, California. Boy, you wanted to get to the gold fields? You want to dig for gold? Well, you went to Marysville. That was one of the big towns that was down here in the valley in Yuba County, California. And the Silver Dollar Saloon's been around since 1858. Shocking. And it's a real saloon. It's a real saloon. Even to this day, it's got that saloon tavern feel to it. It's just absolutely, and it's in the same building, same place, which was actually right along the riverbank at the time. There's a levee behind it now, but it was right along the riverbank. Just fabulous history in California, and especially the gold rush era. You know, but you know, all that's been destroyed. You know, when you're a socialist communist state, you want to control the historical narrative, and that is a fact. You can't find really good, in terms of public education in California, like in Texas. I know they do a really, really good job in Texas of teaching Texas state history, and other states do. I mean, every state has its own unique history, and it's viable, strong, good stuff. I mean, these people didn't come out here to create these states for just no reason at all. You know, we talked about Nevada becoming a state and how that whole process, just incredible. The landmark occurrence that happened when Nevada became a state and how it became a state in the final days, in final hours, was the use of the telegraph for the first time to send, basically, an email. That was in 1864. You see, a lot of people don't know the history of Abraham Lincoln and the use of the telegraph, which was a big tool at the time during the Civil War, and also the trains. He had himself a telegraph bunker and everything going on, and he was receiving from the field from his commanders, you know, in time real information by way of the telegraph. So he had a big room set up with all the telegraph and everything, and he'd get instantaneous messages. Well, you know, the situation in Nevada was he's coming up to an election, and he needed senators, and he needed assembly or members of the House of Representatives to come in to vote. Number one, he wanted to get the 13th Amendment passed. He wanted to emancipate the slaves, and he knew he didn't have any votes that he could probably call upon to make that happen. So what he decided to do was, I'm going to bring this territory in. we'll just bring them in the territory for Nevada. And, of course, Nevada was going back and forth with him because they wanted to become a territory. That, you see, this is what a lot of people don't understand, like with the state of New California. We have to get the president to want to help us. We have to enlist his help to want to help to make New California. That's the way it's always been. If you don't have the support of the – I don't care if it's Obama, the president. I mean, that's kind of suspect now, especially in light of what's going on. But, you know, our first effort to go forward was when Obama was president. And we would have gone right after him and said, we need your help. Well, of course, then he didn't get, you know, then Clinton didn't get elected. So we obviously we're here and now doing what we're doing. And we are enlisting his help to, like everybody else has done for statehood. That's the way it works. So presidents have been actively involved for a number of different reasons. Sometimes it's to their own benefit. In the case of Nevada, by the way, 1861 and 60 to 63 is when Virginia became a state in the Union. The second state in the Union under Lincoln was, of course, Nevada. Lincoln played a big role in helping and supporting West Virginia become a state, then supporting Nevada to become a state. As will Donald Trump become a help in bringing in New California. And then my prediction is that they'll bring in New Nevada and or New Illinois. And, of course, the financial problems that go. I'm not going to get into that story. I don't want to get distracted from the good words that are coming out here at the local level through Merced and Atwater. But this is a story that came out from Evon Simone, and we'll go back and play that clip there from Fox News. It says, on Friday, the Atwater City Council voted to declare itself a sanctuary city from the statewide lockdown order, allowing all businesses in the city to open or reopen. Atwater, a Merced County... I'm sorry. We've got all these radios going on. No wonder I've got communications problem. It says Atwater, Merced County city of 30,000, located 8 miles away from the city of Merced, will also allow all nonprofits such as places of worship to open as well. Shocking. I mean, I don't get me going on the pastors, you chickens, you guys just you pander to the government as they closed you down. Yeah, cowards. We don't need the cowardly behind the pulpit. Nope. God has given you that pulpit. And you have his strength. And what are you doing? Running away. When the bullets are flying, you're running away. And leaving your flock behind, I might add. That's called cowardice. So much for my places of worship speech. The city council passed the Sanctuary City Declaration as a way for the economy to start up again, a gesture of defiance to Governor Gavin Newsom's order and to affirm the city's commitment to fundamental constitutional rights. Shocking. This is America, noted Atwater Mayor Paul Creighton on Friday. You have the choice. It's time for the government to stop dictating another month, another 3 months, 6 months. When is this going to end? When everyone is bankrupt? Don't you get it? That's me saying that. However, despite the city giving the green light for all city businesses being allowed to open, state law is still in effect here in many ways. Atwater businesses that have state licenses, such as restaurants, bars, and saloons, could be punished by the state before the state allows their businesses to open. If they open without state approval, California may take away their respective license. Now, all you folks in Atwood, hear me out. And you Merced County people, our New California County people, Silver Dollar Saloon just went through this 2 days ago, 3 days ago now. Big Zoom meeting with a whole bunch of restaurants in Yuba and Sutter counties. And guess what? Found out that the threat here of you losing your license is an 1800s law about brothels. That's what they're trying to use, a law about brothels to shut you down. Disorderly conduct, you know, prostitutes, alcohol, craven men. That's what they're using to shut you down or to throw it over your head. They're going to shut you down. Brothels. Yeah. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. And we're covering the sanctuary city status by the city of Atwood, California, Merced County, a county in New California. And also how they're trying to hold the liquor licenses all over people. This is really, I think, a barn burner story that's developing here in California. And it's going to lead the way, I think, for other counties in other states to also challenge these rules and regulations, because I'm hearing similar stories coming out of, well, New Jersey with the fitness club that was, I guess they arrested the owner or something like that, or fined him or whatever, a day, every day. The New Jersey governor out there is just a madman. And, oh, I'm sorry, he's an Obamaphile, a globalist. and was the German ambassador for Obama. And now suddenly he jumps in and he's the governor of New Jersey, a bankrupt state, by the way. And then there's Cuomo. Yeah, you know, Killer Cuomo, as they call him, because of all the COVID die-offs that happened in all the rest homes, right? As he moved people in from the hospitals, the elderly that were infected with coronavirus into the rest homes that didn't have any infections, and suddenly people start dying. Little wonder why they call him Killer Cuomo. And then you got Pritzker. Pritzker. Yes, I can buy my way into the governorship. Pritzker guy. That's Pritzker. Pritzker. Boy, I'm going to tickle Pritzker. Call him Chubby. I know I'm a heavy set guy, but, you know, I'm not chubby. Anyway, there's a difference. Anyway, and then you got Gavin Newsom, who's just not liking life right now. There's just a lot of things that are just, it's life is interruptus for him. It's just the, anyway, they're all blue states and they're all dying for cash, right? They're dying for cash. And they want to keep control of this whole narrative about the crisis. They want to extend the crisis longer. That's what they're doing. It's straight up out of Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, and Saul Alinsky. Shocking. Well, you get the crisis, you got to manage the crisis, right? So that's exactly what they're doing. So in Atwater, a little tiny, well, it's 30,000 people. It used to be really teeny tiny. Listen, back in the day, it was tiny. Now, I know, I remember cruising through Atwater, there's an Atwood too, as a young man. I remember that. And, of course, they've got this whole idea that we just got sanctuary status for everybody. We'll just do that and everything will be good in the hood. We'll just declare ourselves a sanctuary city against the COVID virus routine, right? So, anyway, they did that. And, of course, everybody says, oh, you can't do that. Well, they did it anyway. And, of course, they followed all the rules. They've gotten, are you ready for this? They've definitely gotten the support of their sheriff, which we kind of figured that would be happening there because it's a constitutional sheriff. Uh-oh, constitutional sheriff, shocking. Shocking. I know that's just going to shock people. There are a lot of constitutional sheriffs in New California, by the way. And they're exercising their rights. Now, in the case of a hearing that was held, a Zoom hearing, that was held, I believe, what today is Tuesday, so it must have been Friday. The Zoom hearings were held with Department of Alcohol, ABC here in California, and the attendees were business owners, restaurateurs, who were concerned about opening their business and making sure that, guess what, they didn't lose their liquor license. Because that was a state issue, which is exactly what happened here. So they have this Zoom meeting, and they have, I don't know, 10, 12 businesses that they're going to have a hearing for, you know, which I find interesting. You know, if you're having a hearing and the state's going to pull your license, I want to be face-to-face with these folks. I want them to come down. You come and explain to me why you're going to take away my livelihood in person to my face. Then we'll talk. All this distance hearing business where you can't really have any, I mean, they're just talking in a box. They should be out in front with you, in person, face to face, these bureaucrats. See, the bureaucrats don't like to be sniffed out because they stink in person. They are very thin-skinned, and they hate going face to face with people. They hate it. Until they find somebody who's really dictatorial as a human being and wants to overly exercise their authority. And guess what? That's what they bring to the hearings bring to the businesses to intimidate you. Yeah, and they do everything secretly. They're real schmarmy people. Anyway, so they have these hearings. I want to hold off until I get all the details from all the parties because we're going to do a complete story on this. So they have the hearings and they find out, guess what? They feel that they're violating certain laws from the 1850s, back in the gold rush days. And that's why they are afraid they're going to spread the disease. They're using that basis of it. And the laws happen to deal with brothels. That's the rationale. Now, I don't know what kind of rationale they might use down in Atwater. In Merced County. I don't know. But listen, it's time to have those hearings. And, of course, now we're going to connect dots. One community is going to talk to another community. One attorney is going to talk to another attorney. And pretty soon we're going to call out these bureaucrats from the state of California. We're going to make them come out and get out from underneath the rock where they live with the cockroaches. That's what we're going to do. Because that's exactly what they're doing to everybody else. I mean, hey, let's have a little bit of fun, fellas. What do you think? Let's just have a little bit of fun with these bureaucrats. Because they're bureaucrats who get, you know, they get $300,000 a year. That's okay. Yeah, isn't that nice? And they'll tell you what to do when they want you to. Or perhaps maybe a little payola for these people. Maybe what they really are doing is shaking you down for money. Hey, give us $100,000, we'll go away for another year. Oh, that goes on? You bet it goes on in California. And then if they don't like it, they'll use the courts on you. Then the courts are involved because, you know, so many of those judges, they have to get paid too. Now, I don't know if I'm giving away a lot of stuff that's probably happening out there that maybe some people don't want you to know about, but that's just the way it rolls in California. That's a Gavin Newsom type of thing. That's a Jerry Brown type of thing. That's an Arnold Schwarzenegger type of thing. Yeah, and of course, you've got the government of California that, well, not only the government, the legislature, who's all in on this too. Yeah. The legislature. And, you know, you do have actual senators and members of the House doing the same sort of thing, shaking people down, getting involved with illegal activities such as gun running. No, come on, really? Yeah. Contracts. Oh, yeah. Your vote's worth how much? No problem. Let me give you cash in a bag. Put it in the freezer so you know where it's really at. Put it on ice. Or better yet, make an ice cube out of it. You know, this is how it rolls, guys. That's the reality check of what's going on in California. That's why it's so corrupt. The corruption is enormous, but it's not insurmountable. It's very much insurmountable one community at a time. They cannot stand that. They don't have the resources to take all of you communities on at one time. That's why it's important for all of you, wherever you have all these sanctions on you right now, if everybody was to get out at one time and go shopping, go to the stores, demand restaurants open, it'd be over in a day. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. That's a fact, Jack. And for Joe and Jane, it's another fact. So this is, you know, I'm kind of giddy because I kind of like the idea of this whole thing about the, you know, the sanctuary state status or sanctuary city status that was declared by Atwater in Merced County. I'm really very, very pleased to see that. People being emboldened by the whole process. I really think it's a good idea. Anyway, we've got it's amazing what's going to be happening here in the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks, as these stories start to infiltrate the system. Now, when I say infiltrate, because you're going to see some people just wanting to ignore it. Let's just let it go away. Let's just let this whole thing just go away. No more water for you, Atwater. No more alcohol, right? That's not going to happen, by the way. They have absolutely no laws that forbid you from using your alcohol license. That's a fast fact. So we're going to get some more information on the particulars of this. We're going to try and get some transcripts and stuff because I think it's really important. They are a public record, and they can't stop this mess, actually. They've capitulated, and they've shown their cards. They're trying to use an 1850s law about prostitution and brothelling to shut you down. I don't know of any. Listen, you got to give it up. If you got a brothel in California and you got an alcohol license, man, oh man, oh man. You know, and again, I know that's probably deep tissue stuff. I mean, that stuff that. Then you know I'd be surprised. Those cartels in California, they'll let them go. Come on. And by the way, California loses all credibility because a lot of Indian casinos are open. Although I know there's social distancing and they've got this gel and they got this and they got all this. They got the prophylactic thing. No prophylaxis. Okay. I mean, and listen, I don't want to say that they're brothels. But, you know, apparently, you know, they're complying with the brothel law, too. Because, you know, here you have Indian gaming casinos, or even non-casino, the card clubs, I guess, are open. What's going on with that? Why is it Newsom saying something about that? Oh, I know, maybe Newsom's getting money from them. Shocking why I'd say such things, right? That's just kind of a fact. That's just kind of a fact of life, why I would say something like that. Those are facts that have been around for a long time. I'm not the first one to say them, and I probably won't be the last one. You know, the governors of California for a long time have been deeply involved in these kind of things. Deeply involved in these kind of things. The corruption that goes along with money, of course, is just replete. Everybody knows that. But, you know, obviously, in California, it's kind of like Animal Farm. Some people are more equal than others. And right now, see, that's the whole thing about our justice system. It's not supposed to be that way. Equal justice under the law, right? But not in California. Oh, no. If you haven't paid your bribes, if you haven't been taken to court and then the judge slaps you with a fine on behalf of, you know, CARB, the California Air Resources Board, or some other illegal institution in California, unconstitutional institution in California, then, you haven't made it yet. If you're a billionaire and you're figuring out, you know, I'm a billionaire today and a millionaire tomorrow, and I've only got $10 today, let's see. There's something wrong with the picture. That's because you're being fleeced by the state of California. Fleecing happens. That's what we face out here. And it's all around the nation, too. That's the way socialists and communists work. They take away your wealth. And they use the state to do it. They use the machinery of the state. This is what I've been telling everybody for a long time. That's why we do Agenda 21 Radio, warning you about this. And then, of course, we started the whole New California thing because of it. And we explain it to you. They use the machinery of the government to steal from you everything. And that's exactly what they're trying to do here, is trying to run you out of business and take it. Then sell it to somebody else who will give them more money for it. You ever thought about that? You pay the government for that? What is it? Why is it that the government all of a sudden is in the housing industry? And the government is displacing, I mean, in California, they have all these redevelopment agencies, but the cities and the counties buy up the properties, and they use them for their own benefit. Yeah, they rent the properties out and get the money from the property rentals. Is something wrong with that picture? Yeah, especially when they buy the house or they force the house into foreclosure, or when they condemn the house. But then, we condemned it because we thought we were going to put in this driveway, this street. But maybe not. That maybe that building yields a lot more cash flow than we thought, and maybe it'll go to the treasury of the state or the city or the county. Just a little food for thought. And, of course, what are they doing with all these homeless people? What are they doing with these homeless people? Where are they going? They're going in those brand new homes, right? Apartments and so on, low rent. No, I'm sorry. We don't have that in California. No, we have 800 square foot properties and stack and pack buildings in various city centers. And guess what? They sell for $1 million. You got $1 million to get in those? No, you don't? Well, that creates a housing shortage because no one can afford them. And all these facilities are empty. Yet no people have to live in the river bottoms. They have to live on the streets. The crowded streets with all the feces and urine and all that stuff. Sanctioned by, and approved by our current governor, Gavin Newsom. He did that in the city of San Francisco. Shocking. You want to spell out the details of this whole travesty that's going on in California? We'll get them spelled out for you. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We'll have more on the Atwater situation and some of the other things going on in a little bit later today and tomorrow, actually, which is something that we'll be making some adjustments to. Anyway, so I want to thank all of you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future, and I'll tell you, there's just so many things going on, going on in California and also in the nation. And Scott Adams is going to be talking with us. I'm going to hold off on some of this stuff because Scott Adams is going to be talking about all the stuff that is going on in Washington. We know that there's heavy, heavy-duty stuff. He's going to be coming on in the third hour, 11 o'clock Eastern time. So he's going to be with us, and we're really, really excited about that. So anyway, remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on there to really, I guess you would say, straighten things out for everybody. You know, it's amazing what has been developed and what has been going on in the new state of California. And we're really, really happy to be doing all the things that we need to do to make a great new state of California. And that's going to be happening before you know it, actually. A lot of people are getting on board right now with the new California movement. And we, like I said, we really do appreciate all the things that everybody is doing to help support New California. more and more people are becoming a little more and more involved in what we're doing. So I really do appreciate that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is A.